My last Sunday of full-time ministry in Ohio was November 8th, 2020. My sermon title was, "To God Be the Glory." I had been at one congregation for 32 years and the other for 6 years. During the worship service, a member sang a beautiful rendition of the song, "To God Be the Glory" by Andre Crouch. Part of that song goes, "To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done." Now, I didn't preach or lead worship for the next 18 months. After we moved to Harbor Creek the following May, my wife Jo and I worshiped here at Faith for a full year. It was a sabbatical for me. I like to say that we worshiped like normal people. And then 3 years ago, Pastor Gene invited me to lead worship and preach for Music Sunday. It was the first Sunday in May. It was the third Sunday of Easter with the same readings as today. I accepted the invitation and began a chapter as supply pastor in 12 Northwestern Pennsylvania Synod congregations. My being normal sabbatical was over. It's extremely rare now for me to worship like a normal person. My sermon 3 years ago, in that sermon, I shared how music shaped my life and my ministry. In that sermon, I sang some of the music I wrote. To be honest, I had figured when I retired that my music was pretty much over. But on that day, and in the past 3 years, I've been able to sing my music at worship, even write some new ones, including a hymn titled "People of Faith" for this congregation's 75th anniversary. 3 years ago, I talked about our reading from Revelation, where myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands sing with full voice. They were giving honor and glory to God. That eternal music is very appropriate for Music Sunday. I suggested that the mission statement of all of our church music is to give honor and glory to God here on earth and for all eternity in heaven. For today's Music Sunday, we're celebrating women composers and liturgists. In the last couple weeks, I've read extensively and learned a lot about this subject. A whole new world opened up to me as I studied the lives and the music of women hymn writers and composers. I read stories about women like Hildegard of Bingen, our prelude today, Brigida of Sweden, Barbara Strozzi, just to name three from a list of hundreds and hundreds. I'm personally familiar with many hymns by women, and you'll recognize some of these. "Children of the Heavenly Father," Carolina Sandelberg. "His Eye is on the Sparrow," Sevilla Martin. "Beneath the Cross of Jesus," Elizabeth Clefane. "In the Bleak Midwinter," Christina Rossetti. "Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross," Fanny Crosby. "America the Beautiful," Catherine Lee Bates. "Take My Life and Let It Be," Frances Havergal. "All Things Bright and Beautiful," Cecile Frances Alexander. "Oh, Perfect Love," Dorothy Gurney. "Morning Has Broken," Eleanor Fargione. Thy word is a lamp, Amy Grant's. Something beautiful, Gloria Gaither. In the bulb there is a flower, Natalie Sleeth. And our hymns today, Voices Raised to You, Carolyn Jennings. And I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, Kathleen Thomerson. And we're going to sing that as our hymn of the day. And you'll hear echoes of the book of Revelation as we sing that hymn. I've only named a few. But today, as we give thanks to God for the gift of music, we specifically give thanks for God's gift of music as it flows through the hearts, the souls, and the minds of women. Every Easter season, we remember that the good news of the resurrection was first preached by women. The Alleluia song on that day of the resurrection, the Alleluia song of the crucified and risen Lord was first sung and proclaimed by women. And so praise God and thanks be to God. My first personal encounter with women composers and liturgists was on a retreat in 1987. During that retreat, a Presbyterian pastor, Lois Ann Wolfe, shared a poem that she had written for Christmas. Her poem so deeply touched my heart and soul, I suggested to Lois that her poem really needs to be set to music. And she invited me to give it a try. I think it turned out well, thanks to her words. And over the years, when I brought that song out, the first thing I think about is I never could have written those words. They come from the heart and soul of a woman. Her poem was so beautiful, it deserved a melody. For example, here's part of the song. Let us join the angel's song, the song of wondrous joy. For God gives us the gift of love in this little Jesus boy. I love that phrase, this little Jesus boy. Let's look again at our reading from Revelation. Now, a disciple named John was a prisoner for his faith on the island of Patmos. There he experienced an elaborate, dramatic, symbolic vision. In the vision, John looks up and sees an open door, and he's invited in, and he finds himself in heaven. At the center is a throne surrounded by a rainbow, a sea of glass, crystal, flashes of lightning, sounds of thunder, 7 burning torches, 2 dozen other thrones, and much more. And next to the center throne are 4 amazing creatures singing, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." And from the 24 thrones of elders comes another hymn. "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." This is just a snapshot of the vision. And then there's the scroll. The scroll of human history. An angel asks, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its 7 seals?" dead silence. Nobody is worthy to open the scroll. So John weeps bitterly. And who hasn't wept bitterly over the history of humanity, the past, the present, and who knows what is to come? Now, an elder had promised a lion, but instead, in John's vision, at this point, a lamb appears. Not a lion, a lamb. A lamb who bears the marks of slaughter. This lamb is the only one worthy to open that scroll. And at that moment, this is where our reading today begins, at the arrival of the lamb. At that moment, myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands sing with full voice, "The lamb has arrived. Worthy is the lamb that was slaughtered." And John tells us that the entire universe erupts in song at the appearance of the lamb. Worthy is the lamb to receive honor and glory forever and ever. This lamb came down to earth as the little Jesus boy, who later would die on the cross for our salvation. As our risen Lord, he forgives us and gives us peace and joy, love, and hope. He dries our tears. He came to bring us to eternal life, to heaven. Women and men, young and old, this is how we're to live our lives, giving glory to God, as the Lamb gives us all that we need to live our daily lives in peace, in love, in hope. Yes, to God be the glory. I close today's message with the first verse of the Christmas song titled, "All People of the Earth Arise." Words by Pastor Lois Ann Wolfe, and I was honored to write the music. This song was written to celebrate the first Christmas. It's a Christmas hymn. As you hear this verse, I invite you to expand it. In a few minutes, we'll celebrate Holy Communion together. Let this verse be a preparation for the moment we receive the bread and the wine, because in that moment, the Lamb, the risen Lord, shows up, enters in. And beyond that, let's apply this verse to the myriads and myriads, thousands and thousands of moments in our daily living, including that moment we take our last breath. The Lamb, the risen Lord, will show up and enter in. All people of the earth arise and let us sing. God has promised good to us and blessings all our days. All glory, honor, praise to God, the Holy One on high. The coming of the Son of God, the Christ, is drawing.